On the show today, we have NAPQ's Anthony Demagon talking about the 49th annual NAPQ conference in Nashville, so check it out.
Tennessee, we are excited. The registrations are rolling in. It's going to be a great time. It's a great city. And one thing, too, that's different, last time we were in Nashville, we were at the Grand Ole Opry, which is the Gaylord, which is about 20 miles outside or 15 miles outside of Nashville. Mm-hmm. This conference is going to be downtown right off of Market Street, so you're going to be able to learn and soak stuff up. And then when you walk outside of your hotel, you're going to be right downtown with the honky-tonks and the Country Music Hall of Fame and all that stuff. So the venue has changed, and Nashville has changed a ton since we've been there. A lot of new places, a lot of new restaurants, etc. It's going to be a great time.
There's a lot of conferences that are in Nashville now. I'm looking at this like, what's Nashville?
Nashville has actually turned into one of the top tourist destinations in the world.
Wow.
And there are some publications that in 2016 have ranked it ahead of Las Vegas.
Wow.
Which is, and if you watch TV, you know, there has been there's a Nashville TV show, the Country Music Awards, which will be taking place just the weekend before we get there. Country music just has a higher place. It's more mainstream. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great city. People haven't been there before. It's got everything. And I can't tell you enough why it's called Music City USA. There is not a venue in that town that doesn't have somebody with an absolutely exquisite voice, ability to play guitar or other instruments. And it's more than country. It's jazz, it's rock and roll, it's rockabilly. It is really Country Music USA. It's fantastic.
Very cool. Well, besides Nashville, what's going to be different about the NAPQ annual? I mean, it's the 49th NAPQ annual conference. I mean, that's pretty darn good in itself right there.
Well, we try to refresh it every time. NAPQ hired a new director of education. We never had that position before, so we have somebody focusing on it. They came from a credit union. Mm-hmm. So we've devoted it into two tracks. Rather than we used to focus on four or five different tracks, we try to simplify things into an executive excellence and a board excellence track. And so each track has a litany, a number of different topics that should be germane to either the executive or the director volunteer.
Perfect.
So, and I think that way you'll be able to pick and choose. We'll be repeating sessions so that you don't have to feel like, oh my gosh, I'm going to miss this. You can watch it later. And we're really focusing, this is what we've gotten feedback from our members.
Yeah.
We're really focusing on as many panels where you have two or three people up there, CEOs, success stories, mm-hmm. so you can get actual feedback from individuals about how they turned around or how they did this or that at their credit. You want as many takeaways as possible.
Exactly. Well, that leads to my next question. What are some of the takeaways? Because I was at your recent NAPQ Strategic Growth Conference out here in San Diego, and I was taken away with quite a few takeaways there. And actually, I've had Stephen Stapp. He's going to be on the program, who was at your conference. And, oh gosh, there's a couple other CEOs are going to be on as well. So thank you for that, for bringing those stories to light. And what other takeaways are you guys going to have?
So Dan Berger has been talking with credit unions. We visited about 100 and 300 credit unions in the past 2 years. His talk is going to focus on some of the best ideas he's seen from around the country, things that you could really start exploring almost immediately when you get back from this conference.
Perfect.
And we'll have those as a takeaway for people. Our sessions are going to be best practices. And I just scribbled some of them down. We have a mortgage symposium, contract negotiations, the latest on CECL, contract negotiations, managing people. We have forums for CEOs, management. And what we're stressing to every speaker, give us three things that people need to do when they get back from their conference regarding this topic. Three questions to ask, three people to contact, three things to review, etc.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. I mean, such a practical application right there. It's no theory. It's all practical. And let's get down to business and get it done. Very
as
cool.
Much as possible.
Well, let's look at some of the more entertaining type of you have some pretty heavy hitter keynoters as well.
Oh, absolutely.
With David Horsager and Carrie Lawrence. I mean, that's going to be pretty darn cool in itself.
David Horsager is a trust professional. So what he has done, he has studied this idea of trust. And it works at two levels. Number one, organizations that are trustworthy, and I think that means credit unions, mm-hmm. it really is broken it down into eight components of trust. And organizations that really exemplify that, they do better financially. They have less turnover. They have better employee morale, mm-hmm. higher revenues, lower costs. People do work harder and spend more with entities or employers that they trust. And then he also has a workshop, and people who will go to his talk will get his new book. And also he has a free workshop that people can sign up, which works with them over the next 4 to 6 weeks, mm-hmm. on building your trust individually.
Nice.
So that you can, you know, use these eight characteristics of trust, figure out which ones you need to work on, and become a more trustworthy leader. And he really, I'm not doing him justice. It's an elegant talk, and it really gets down to taking advantage. Trust right now is almost the number one thing that people are looking for in today's crowded, busy world.
Yeah.
I want a third party that I can trust. And once I have that trust, I'm going to turn over more stuff too.
Nice. Especially in our digital world where things are a little bit distant.
Exactly,
as opposed to face-to-face stuff where you can like get a reading. So trust is huge. And how about Carrie Lorenz? I mean, what was she, the first female F-14 fighter pilot or something like that?
Well, she wasn't until she was. And that's what we love about her. First of all, she's a dynamic speaker. She came up flight school, but there weren't female combat pilots. So they basically told her, hey, congratulations, Carrie. You know, everything is great, but you've got to go. You've got to leave this dream behind.
What?
And she said, you know what? I'm not going to give up on this. I know other people say no. Mm-hmm. And she went to them and said, there's got to be a third solution out there.
Yeah.
It's got to be something else that we haven't explored.
Right.
I'm not going to steal her thunder, but obviously you can tell she did it, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's why we chose her. First of all, she's a dynamic speaker. Mm-hmm. 50% of the executives in credit union land are women. So we wanted to balance that out too, quite frankly.
Perfect.
Finally, I think her tenacious spirit represents credit unions. A lot of people doubt us, don't think our industry can compete. We know that's not the case.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She's a living example of having a dream, sticking to it. And I tell you, she is a dynamic individual. I met with her. She's going to be a fantastic close to the conference.
Can't wait to see it. All right, looking at the bigger picture here, Anthony, what are some of NAFQ's goals for the show? Obviously, you have the practical takeaways, entertaining, that type of stuff. What do you guys expect?
So it's interesting. It's a big conference, right? I mean, we're going to have thousands of people there.
Yeah.
And so to a certain extent, you can't get too granular in your wishes. So, you know, you have John Michael Montgomery, the music star. He's going to have a great show at the Ryman, which is where they used to have the Grand Ole Opry, one of the most beautiful, almost more of a church than it is a concert venue.
Really?
And then we're going to have an outside festival and lots of places to network. We have keynote speakers that are going to make people dream and lots of chances to network. At the end of the day, here's our goal.
Okay.
Credit union boards and employees are running and hustling and getting around obstacles on their day-to-day business. It is very rare that people get a chance to come together, dream, hypothesize, swap ideas, network and build relationships over a round of golf or a concert,
mm-hmm.
and develop friendships inside and develop their networks. We don't really get opportunities to do that a lot anymore.
Yeah.
So many things are done via email. So my goal is, and our goal is, to entertain you, to educate you, to drive you to think big thoughts and to dream, to have those discussions with other people so that when you walk away, you're energized, mm-hmm. you have great memories and new friendships professionally, and you have a bunch of ideas and an enthusiasm to execute them. Because our whole thing is, the clock is ticking right now. There's financial disruptors. There are competitors that are trying to get market share. We have the business model, but you know, the great credit unions out there are our theme for this is get up and move. They're not stopping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're being proactive and getting out there, and that's kind of the message for this one. And that's what we really want. We love credit unions. We believe in them, and we really want an event that helps them energize their team, their staff, their volunteers to get some more market share and actually help Americans. You know, get, well, we have 104 million Americans. Let's get 20 million more.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, let's steal some bank share, for heaven's sake.
Exactly. Well, I can't wait, Anthony. I mean, I'm it's only like 2 months away and it's going to be here before you know it. So I'm really excited about this show. To wrap up here, where can folks sign up to attend? Where can they go to get some more information?
They can go on their Google machine. They can go to NAFQ-annual.org. And if you just even Google NAFQ annual, you'll get to it. But it's NAFQ-annual.org. And for those people who have any questions, they can always email me or call me. I'm on NAFQ's website again, Anthony Demingon. And I can, people see, is this right for me? I'll walk you through it. I think it's right for everybody, but it's kind of a, and also I forgot it, the Expo Hall. Can't even believe I forgot that.
Okay.
We have our preferred partners and other folks and the best and brightest financial solution providers all in there. But the best part is we allow our solution providers to attend the conference. So you can have, you can find a rep from a company that you've been thinking about and sit down and break bread and really get to know them and their business model. Because right now you can't do it all as a credit. You've got to partner with third parties that are experts in you know, in card services or what have you.
Exactly. Yeah, it runs the gamut. Yeah, that's a very vital part of the program indeed.
Sure.
And look forward to that aspect of it as well. And I want to give you a shout out before we knock off here. Your musings from the CU Suite blogs is just fantastic. And I hope more and more people are signing up for it because I absolutely enjoy it, as well as Dan's leadership blog too.
Yes.
I mean, you guys are doing a great job each week sending this stuff out.
Yeah, you know, Dan and I, we read a lot of stuff. All of us do at NAFQ. I think you're going to work in an industry, you're going to read a lot about it and try to get better. So Dan and I have just said, hey, as we read something that's interesting, let's write about it and share it with our industry. And so we've got a couple thousand people, and if people are curious, it's free to sign up. And it's, you know, if you don't like it, if it's not right for you, you can always turn it off. It's fine. But it's just a way for us to share. You know, it used to be one at a time or a newsletter. Technology now is really allowing us to share thoughts and ideas better than ever before.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I always look forward to it. So thank you for putting that out there. I always enjoy it, especially your Friday posts where you have all these lists of articles to read and stuff. So I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. So
thank
you very much for doing that. Appreciate it.
You're always welcome.
All right, Anthony. Well, I think that about does it, unless there's anything else you want to add.
No, hey, thanks for what you do. This is
welcome.
Fun. You really bring an enthusiasm to the industry. You go to different events. You share ideas. So, you know, we should really be thanking you, Mike.
Well, you're welcome.
The authenticity and energy you bring to what you do is contagious. It's really awesome.
Well, thank you very much. And it's really fun talking to folks like you and getting your message out there and just making this industry better and better by doing that. So that's our aim.
Are we going to see you in Nashville?
Heck yeah. I'll be there. Big time. We'll have the studio lounge there and everything. It'll be fun.
That'll be
fun. All right. Well, thanks again, Anthony. Appreciate it. We'll see you in a couple of months.
All right. Hey, take care, Mike.
Okay.